Hey, man, good afternoon. Let's see, one back with us this afternoon. Remember the request from this morning? The rhino said Eula fell on the playground and not out here, but fell and hurt herself. So just remember little Eula. Looks like she's getting around pretty good, though. I think she's, the good Lord has taken care of her. She was doing good on the playground. So remember, Brother Paul's got a bad cold and the, well, I was going to read that again, but you heard from this morning from Sister Milka, testimony about her brother. She came up and got prayer for her. I don't have my phone to read it, but it's testimony saying that her brother is doing much better. So we thank the Lord for that. So we ain't got no birthdays today or nothing, do we? Surely not. What's today? No, but boy, you was close, Alicia. We was going to make fun of somebody. You would have got it, but you was one day older. Or we would have got her today. Her birthday's tomorrow. So, but thank the Lord. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this afternoon, Lord. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling or will be traveling this week. Come down and bless them, be with them and guide them. Be with our services here today, Lord. Bless Wade and bless us to listen to what's being said. Remember all the requests that was mentioned, Lord. There's many people sick that we know of. The ones we pray for on a regular basis, continue blessing them. The ones that we all have unspoken requests, bless them also. Forgive us of all of our sins. We love you for you many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated. Amen.
Brother Kern, we're going to worship the Lord in tithes and offerings this afternoon. We're going to Brother Kern to come. And we've got a few specials today, so we're going to try to get right to them.
Grace even continues, Lord, when your minister takes behind his position behind the sacredness, Lord. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Bless him in a mighty way, Lord. We ask also that you bless these tithes and offerings, may be used for the furtherance of your ministry, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before we get to the specials, let's sing the song, Come and Dine, the Master Calls, KSC.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. So come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed a multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of now, come and dine. And soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of now, come and dine.
Amen. This time we're going to Brother Ryan and Sister Alicia and the different ones will be singing. So as they come, let's sing that again. So come and dine, the master call of come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of now, come and dine.
Amen.
God bless you all. Amen. He has the honor of singing this song with Brother Rhino. Amen. Yeah, he requested it a long while back in January. It's taken me a long time to do this song because this song means a whole lot. Even from my heart, like after I lost my mom, I've really been going through a lot, really feeling really sad. And this song's like, He is my everything. It's kind of hard for me to think to sing that song before because I was going through a lot, but now I feel like I'm able to do it. Amen. Even the sparrow has a place to lay its head. So why would I let worry steal my bread? Even the roses, you have clothed them brilliant red. Still I'm the one you love more than this. You give me everything. You give me everything. You give me everything I need. Even the ocean, push and pull at your command. So you can still my heart with your hand. You tell the seasons when it's time for them to turn. So I will trust you even when it hurts. You give me everything. You give me everything. You give me everything I need. You give me everything. You give me everything. You give me everything I need. When I can't see you lead me, when I can't hear you show me, when I can't stand, you carry me. When I'm lost, you will find me. When I'm weak, you are mighty. You are everything I need. You give me everything. You give me everything. You give me everything I need. You give me everything. You give me everything. You give me everything I need. You give me everything, everything I need. You give me everything, yes, everything I need.
Amen. Amen. He gives us everything. Amen. He is everything. Amen. God bless you. It was so good. So good. Sister Regina, have you come now and bless us with a song? Amen. I appreciate all these musicians. We have such talent in this church.
Good afternoon, people. Listen, right quick. I have a thyroid nodule that's leaning up against my windpipe. Earthly language says there'll be a surgery at the end of June. I haven't finished my conversation with the great physician, so I'll follow up with that later on. Okay? But I sang this song about 6 years ago, but I think this song is right here and right now. The title is Sing the Bride a Song. And it goes like this. As a bride adorned to meet him, she walks slowly down the aisle. The day they've longed for and talked about, he looks at her and smiles. I would like to sing the bride a song. The secrets that we've talked about, my love, it won't be long. My joys with me you'll share. Your new home's beyond compare. Now come with me while I sing to you this song. In the beginning, I had you on my mind. You reflected my very essence, and I knew one day you'd be mine. No sign of spot or wrinkle, adorned in white array. And when this service is over, you and I are going away. I would like to sing the bride a song. The secrets that we talked about, I know it won't be long. My joys with me you'll share. Your new home's beyond compare. Now come with me while I sing to you this song. Glimpses of your beauty are caught when you say amen. Revelation brought you higher, and through faith by me you now stand. I vow to always love you. My heart melts with the words I do. Revelation brought you higher, and through faith by me you now stand. I would like to sing the bride a song. The secrets that we've talked about, my love, it won't be long. My joys with me you'll share. Your new home's beyond compare. Now come with me while I sing to you this song. I vow to always love you. My heart melts with the words I do. Revelation brought you higher. Now through faith, now you will stand. No sign of spot or wrinkle, adorned in white array. And when this service is over, you and I are going away. Hey, 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 I would like to sing the bride a song. The secrets that we talked about, my love, it won't be long. My joys with me you'll share. Your new home's beyond compare. Now come with me while I sing to you this song. Please come with me while I sing to you this song.
Let's go, people. Let's go. I'm ready.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate that. Amen. At this time, we're going to have the brothers. They won't play the video from last night of Sister Nyla and Sister Bella and Brother Michael singing. So we're going to have them do that at this time. I guess we need to probably need. And Sister's always playing the piano. And, so I guess the brothers, if y'all go ahead and bring that up. Start that. I guess, do we need to turn the lights out? Yes.
Crossing the calm sea with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We are helpless and we're so afraid. But Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, where is your faith? 'Cause you prayed all night, 'cause you held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have woken the Master. Your cries. His voice, and it all must cease. 'Cause you prayed all night, 'cause you held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have woken the Master. His voice, and it all must cease. 'Cause you prayed all night, 'cause you held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have woken the Master. Oh, He knows your voice.
Let's sing this little song. I think it's number 143 in the spiral book. He'd be flat. And just a closer. It's just a closer walk with it. No. What number? I can't remember what number. Anyway, just a closer walk. 124. I was a little bit off. Amen. I went with Adam's sixth grade class to Atlanta Friday, and I had seven boys, and I had three going in one direction, I had four going in the other. I had four of them that stayed with me, and the other three, they were just gone. I'd see them in a split second, and that was all I saw of them. But you know, I had four of them that stayed with me. They stayed close by. And, you know, I was thinking about that. Brother Bob was doing Sunday school this morning. And I want to walk just as close as I can to Him.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Satisfied as long, guide me gently, safely on to Thy kingdom shore, to Thy shore, and just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Good job, Lee.
Leave walking close to Thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Sing it to Him again. Oh, that's your, this what you want to do? Just
a closer walk with Thee.
Yes, Lord.
Granted,
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Wonderful songs. Really good to have those kids singing that last night and us to be able to bring it to you today. We just going to use the devil's technology for that. If that's all right. For just a period of time. We ain't going to need it when we get over there anyway. We're not going to need it plugged up to anything. As long as we're plugged into the eternal, that's going to take care of all this. We got to plug in this and plug in that. So, good to be back this afternoon. Just remember, keep us in prayer. We'll be leaving tomorrow night, going to Ohio for a couple of days. Remember, I got a new tooth built, and I think the dentist done something to the nerve on the other tooth, so it's hurting pretty bad, and she's going to be out all next week, and I'm going to be in Ohio. So just pray that that thing will not bother me. Listen, a tooth, one tooth, can make your life miserable, okay, much less everything else, and then you have to have an abscess tooth. So just pray that everything will be fine. I ain't going to worry about it. It's not going to stop me. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'll just quit preaching right now. My tooth's hurting. I think I'll leave and go home. Yeah, I'll go to Walmart or something. But Bob's going to be preaching for us Wednesday night. Doesn't he look good in that vest? So anyway, Bob will be preaching for us Wednesday night. I'll be in Ohio, so just pray that everything works out well up there and we get back on Thursday. Our youth service will be at 3 o'clock next Saturday. Brother Kidry Diggs will be with us at 3 o'clock. Get with Sister June for the food. Sorry? Everyone bring a dessert. Sorry? Anyone who can. Okay. Anyone who can. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Regina. Anyone who can bring a dessert. We start at 3 o'clock. The service will go on just like normal, and then we'll have a meal afterwards and then have some fellowship after that. So everybody got that. That's this coming Saturday. All right, and then Brother Kidry will be with us the next day, one service. And then after the first service, we may take a little break so we can all change clothes and all that, but we will have a baptismal service immediately after the first service. We'll have the new baptistry put up here in a few days. And then we will baptize anybody that wants to be baptized. All right? And like I said before, let's get it right. Let's get the foundation right. If you got anything in your mind that maybe, just maybe, then doesn't hurt to be. Hey, Brother Dale, when did you get baptized? Long time ago, but when did you get baptized in Israel? In 1995. He went to the Jordan River, and him and Mama got baptized. Brother George Smith baptized him in Israel. He wanted to be baptized in the Jordan River. So didn't matter how many times before that, but he wanted to do that. You know what? He's honoring God. He's not doing it for himself. He's honoring God. Amen. All right? Because that was the same Jordan River, the same place that Jesus was baptized. Okay? So let's turn to John 1:1. I'll continue with these. Remember, July the 3rd, we'll have two services on Sunday, morning and afternoon. Brother Chris Long will be with us, and we will have a meal afterwards. So we'll get together on that. That's the 4th of July weekend. Also remember July the 22nd, we'll be in Ohio. Like I said, there's 42 of us signed up so far. Make sure you want to go. If you have a question, we'd love for everybody to go. But we've got to start getting vans and all this stuff ready to go. We're going to probably, like I said, leave. I like what Jim said. If anybody wants to leave on Thursday, we can leave on Thursday night or something like that. But we'll get together on that a little bit more. Don't let that bother you. But just make sure. I'm going to put this list back down on the refrigerator downstairs. And we'd love for everybody to go. We're going to have a youth service up there. Brother Luis and Brother Bob don't know it, but they're the ones that's going to do it on that Saturday, but they do know it now. So, and then Sunday, I'll be speaking Sunday just for a little while. We've got a small facility that only holds about 40, so there's 14 of them, 12 of them, and 42 of us. That's all right. The Lord will provide.
Amen.
Amen. We have to stand outside. We'll stand outside. Remember the kids at the camp coming back today? Remember the request by Sister Mary Kamani about her hip and about having that cold that her that the maid gave her? The Lord will deliver out of that. Also, the last two, I want you to listen to this. May the 28th, I had talked to Brother Boyd a few days ago about them starting over with the nursing home ministry. Brother Joe Salas, he's been doing it for years, and he wants to continue it or start it back again. Brother Hal Thomas is now in a nursing home. And if you want to come on May the 28th, that will be Memorial Day weekend, but Brother Joe would like to know who would be able to be there that weekend. Songs, musicians, support, whatever. May the 28th, that will be Saturday. I don't know what time. He said about 10 or so, but just get with Brother Joe Salas or Brother Boyd Helm. They are going to spearhead this nursing home ministry back again. It was really, really successful before COVID. Then COVID hit, and you couldn't get in the nursing home, and now Brother Hal will be in there, and we'll be able to have at least have some nursing home ministry. So just remember that. Everybody all right? See Brother Joe Salas or Brother Boyd Helm and tell them, yes, I can be there. No, I cannot be there. I will support you. I can't support you, so okay. All right, everybody got that? Also this afternoon, after the second service, Sister Rebecca Adkins needs some help to move from her house to her mom's. So she's got stuff boxed up, only a couple of pieces of furniture. Brother Boyd has brought his trailer. Thank you so much. And Brother Aaron has said he would help. If anybody would like to volunteer to go help, get with Sister Rebecca, and she will point you in the right direction. It won't take long to move if we'll all do it at one time. So just get with her. We'll do it right after the service or either... Doesn't matter. Whatever. Okay. Just see Sister Rebecca if you would help her do it. All right? And we need to help our own. Amen? We need to help our own. We need to help our sisters that don't have husbands, widows, and widowers. And Paul will be there, too, so we can, well, we can witness that boy while he's there. All righty, then. Well, he just don't know. He just don't know what's coming for him. We're going to send the Holy Ghost after him. That's good that he's coming. But anyway, if anybody can help, we would appreciate just a little bit of help for Sister Rebecca moving in with her mom, since now they're both widowed and or widowers, and we need to help them as a church. All right? So God bless you. Let's go to the book of John, John 1, verse 1. And verse 14. So let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the time you give us. We pray that this day, Lord, would not be void, but it would accomplish, Lord. You said, if we put the word out there that it would not return void, it would accomplish exactly what it's supposed to accomplish. And Lord, today as we speak your word, Father, may it be you. May it be you speak to each one of us, Lord. And may we receive, Lord, as the bride of Jesus Christ, may we receive seed in the good ground. And Lord, we will grow thereby. And we'll be able to, this world is not our home. We'll be able to get out of this place one day, Lord. But we got to grow up before we can go. You're not coming after a bunch of babies. You're coming after a wife. You're coming after a mature bride. Someone that you can speak to, and she'll know what to do with your word, Father. Yeah. You've always wanted that. And, Lord, I pray that we will continue to strive for that. And that, Lord, that we'll be able to do that. And we'll be able to bring this thing to an end of a Gentile age so that you can go to the Jews and we can finish up the book of redemption. Father, we pray that you'd be the ones that are sick, the ones that are not with us, the ones that are on the highways, Lord. We pray that you'd just touch them, Father, the kids coming back home, Brother Luis. And Sister Christine, Father, just bring them back safe. Be with us, Lord, in the furtherment of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word was made flesh, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's read this one real quick. Romans 10, verse 8. But what saith that the Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart? That is the Word of faith, which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You may be seated in the Lord as blessing to the reading of the Word. And we've been talking now on the foundation. We were talking about this morning the foundation of the new birth. Well, we got to justification and sanctification, and we're going to review them real quick, and then we'll get to the new birth, because as Brother Branham said, he said it's the most ill-taught subject in Christendom. In other words, all of Christianity has a different way to get there. Shake a hand. Drink the, or not drink the holy water, but get sprinkled with holy water. I guess you don't drink holy. Jim's dog one time went to a monastery in Atlanta and Leva drank the holy water. Hey, it was a bowl. It was water. It was down there where the dog could get a hold of it. So she just lapped her up. We'll see that dog in heaven. So anyway, I think we will anyway, because it was June's little puppy. It was June's dog. But you see what I mean? That silliness, the silliness that we look at and see in Catholicism and different places, look, they put their life on it. And I'll promise you one thing. I'm going back to one more thing again. They go to Mass more than you go to church. So what are we doing here? And I don't want to harp on what I was harping on this morning, but if we don't do the ABCs, you can forget about going up the Statue of Perfect Man. You can forget about a Son of Man ministry if you can't even get the Son of God ministry right. If you can't come to church, read your Bible, and do the things that you're supposed to do, how can you expect God to help you? Just like I said before, people come to me and have come to me since I've been, you know, helping Dad, and come to me about things, and you try to talk to them, and they've already... Sorry, Pop. I thought you were stretching it a little bit when you said people already had their mind made up. Because when somebody walks in there and says, I'm going to do this, why even ask? You're going to do it anyway. But now if you go in with the attitude of, I would like to do this, what do you think? Well, then you can get an opinion for it. But when you tell people, look, you need to come to church, read your Bible, and study, they think it's some kind of magic pill. No. They come and talk to you, and then you don't see them. They disappear. Don't waste God's time. I like what Sister Lord of Mercy. I thought about Brother Dick. Bless his heart. And all the others we lost. But Sister Gail said, God's arm's long. Yeah, but it has an end. It's long, but there's an end to it. And when you come to the end of that arm, that's as far as He's going. All right, He's got good grace, but it don't go into greasy. No, no, no. He expects us to do what we need to do, and when we don't do it, don't expect to get a blessing. Amen? Why do we struggle? Why do we struggle and worry and have trials and tribulations? Because we don't do the right thing. We don't do it right. All right, but we're not just predestinated to the new birth. All right, we're predestinated to adoption. But if we don't get the new birth right, we'll never come to adoption, because God is not going to adopt someone that is not His child. And as we were talking this morning, the only children of God are the ones with the Holy Ghost. If you don't mind pulling that chart up over on this side again, the one we used last this morning. Without the new birth, you're not going to be bride. You are not bride. Amen. You can be foolish virgin, but you can't be bride. Bride is what we're going to talk about today. The ones that are born again. The ones that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost in their soul, not on their spirit. All right, now there is a difference between the new birth and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost on your spirit every day of your life and die and go to hell. Now that's what the prophet said. That's an anointing on your spirit realm. But you can't have the new birth. You can't have that first birth done away with, that old nature pulled out of you, killed and dead, and God put his nature in there, how can you even stand judgment? He's already stood it for you.
Amen.
That's what the new birth is. It's not just an emotion or a different thought or a different idea. But we got to get there first by three stages. You may get them all one night. You may take 6 months. You may take 6 years. But I really appreciate what a preacher was saying the other day, Brother Donnie Reagan. I believe the same thing. Everybody's looking for the last seed. Looking for the last seed. The last seed may be already in. He's got to mature. They got to mature. He's not coming back after babies. Everybody with me? But we are predestinated in this age to adoption. We're predestinated to the Son of Man ministry, which is the opening of the seals, not the virtues. Y'all say amen if you want to. The Son of Man ministry is a different, he was different. He was Almighty God in human flesh. He was so different they hated him. And we've been studying and seeing the characteristics, everything that he did. He was so misunderstood, they called him Beelzebub. They called him a wine bibber. They said, oh, you just hang around with prostitutes and sinners. That's all you do, publicans and all these different. You hang around with every one of them. You don't even hang around with us. We're the religious people of the world. And you don't even like us. You know why he didn't like them? He turned one day and he said, your father and my father's different. You won't receive my father, but you're going to receive your father, which is what? He called him one day. You think my preaching's pretty rough. He said, you are your father, the devil. He even called Peter a devil one time. Get behind me, Satan. He was talking to the spirit in Peter. He wasn't talking to Peter. Because Peter was born again, no doubt, on the day of Pentecost. And that spirit left him. But we know one thing's for sure. As we see this heading toward number three, or the baptism of the Holy Ghost makes up the new birth, that's just like a baby being born. Justification is what? Water. Go to the water. Get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do the things. Start cleaning it up. Start. Get the bottle. God's going to use this thing. It may be still dirty, but God's going to use it. Then the second stage is going to clean you up. And what cleans you up? Water does not clean you up. The baptism in the water doesn't clean you. It might, some, but that's just taking a bath. Going down a wet center, coming up a wet center. I mean, go down a dry center, come up a wet center. But when you go down and you come up in newness of life, as the Bible says, then you go into that second stage of what? Sanctification. The only way you can get sanctified is by what? The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood is what sanctifies you. Amen? Remember what Brother Brown said? He said, it's not the blood even that keeps you saved. It's that life that was in the blood. The blood keeps you clean. As we continue up the statue of perfect man, you never lose the blood. The blood still is powerful, and it's going to take that blood of Jesus Christ to take us to adoption, to take us to the statue of a perfect man, through the statue of perfect man. But remember, this adoption is not your birth. So it's different. But you can have the new birth and not come to adoption, but you can't come to adoption without the new birth. Everybody with me? All right? And there's three stages of this adoption that we're talking about. The first stage is the birth. And we were talking about this morning, reading Romans 8, verse 14. It's very plain. It says, for as many as live by the Spirit of God, they are. They're not going to be. They are the sons of God. Now, that's at the new birth. Everybody with me? All right? They are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. In other words, you're able to be connected to that family, right? Where you cry, Daddy, Daddy. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, there's your growth development. Plugged into those virtues. No way to get them without the new birth. If so, we suffer with him that may be also glorified together. And we talked about justification. What is justification? Chopping off your past sins. Amen. You're justified. You're just. Just. And the only way you can get just is to have a justifier. And who's the just one? Christ is the just one. So as you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, as we were talking about right here, but what saith he, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in the heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if you, what? Shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Every one of us had to start that way. Doesn't matter what stage you're in now. Everyone had to believe that there was a man 2,000 years ago that was a God-man that gave his life at Calvary and that he resurrected, and not only resurrected, but he came back to help us. He didn't just leave and go off in a far country and leave us alone to do whatever we want to do. No, I'll read it in just a little while. He sent a comforter. He sent an advocate. He sent a high priest. He sent everything we needed for this journey. Right? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you're saved. I got saved the other night. That's okay. You just got justified. Then you walk your journey. Then you get the new birth. Because remember, the birth of a baby is what? Water, blood, and then life. But now we need to add one to it. Growth. Water, blood, life, growth. Not just get, but see, how are you going to grow if the life's not there? You got to have the life in you to be able to grow. That's why the new birth is the most important thing in the world. What? It's not important that you don't cut your hair. It's not even important that you don't come to church. Well, wait, like this morning you didn't say that. Well, listen to what I'm saying. That's not going to make you born again. But if you get born again, you will come to church. Pretty simple. Romans 3, verse 24, being justified freely by what? His grace. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a what? Propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness, not mine and yours, for the remission of sins that are past, all right, through the forbearance of God, not sins future. You cannot pray today that for your sins that you think you're going to do tomorrow. Because you know what? If you premeditate you're going to sin tomorrow, think about it. God's not, he's not going to honor your prayer today for something you say you're going to do tomorrow. Are you done conceived in your mind? I'm going to cuss that guy out tomorrow when I get to work because he did something to me Friday and I've been holding it all weekend. And I'm going to explode on him. God forgive me. No. No. That's Catholicism. But he's just to forgive us for our sins that we did do. If we did cuss the boss out, please don't do that. Ever do that. But if I did something wrong, he's just to forgive us. Because see, when we move on up into the statue of perfect man, the second stage of justification is just like the first stage, only you're already born again and it's come up to a higher level. And we'll get into that a little bit later. That justification is going to show it in the working of your soul. It's going to show that you didn't really do that. Hello? That real you didn't do it. That's what we got to realize. When we get all the way up to the top, we got to realize that thing inside of us never did that if we're born again. Because this first justification, you can't make it the same as the second stage of justification. Because the first stage of justification is your past sins get chopped off. And you still got an unclean spirit. Now, when we get past this, because remember, the unclean spirit goes out. And if we put the Holy Spirit in, that's where we begin. And then we go up to be what? Justified freely by his grace, by coming to church and doing the things. Listen, it's not do's and don'ts. I want y'all to understand that, really. Do I have to keep telling you that? It ought to be a desire. Everybody believe Brother Brown was a prophet? He said a born-again Christian cannot wait till these doors open for you to get in here and fellowship with God. I'm just telling you what he said. Amen. You can't wait. Is that your desire? I mean, is that really your desire? Or you know what happens? And I saw it while Brother Dale was preaching. he'd just bust our hide about something, and we'd get all convicted and fill the church up for about 3 weeks. Then this over here happens, and I bought a wife, and I bought a cow, and I got some land that I bought that I don't even know I got, so I got to go over there, and I got to do it on Sunday. I can't do it six days of the week. I got to do it on Sunday. Anywho, just telling you, that's how we prove who we are. Doesn't take a lot of discernment to prove who we are, especially in this day and time when we know. When you get up in the morning, if you're a born-again Christian, you know what to do.
Amen.
Sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. I read that to you. To declare, I say thee at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. That believeth, that's ongoing. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Everything, Brother Brown talked, when he talks to the statue of perfect man, he said, everything I'm going to talk about today is based on faith. Everything I'm talking is going to be based on faith. What? The base, the foundation. What everything is built on is faith. How many people have seen the Lord Jesus with your eyes? Probably none of you. But I believe he exists. I believe he died at Calvary. I believe he created the world. I believe he's inside of me now. Have you seen it? No, but I see the effects of it. Amen? So also now let's go to sanctification. So the justification is you come to water baptism and you're sorry for what you did. You're godly sorrowful for what you did. And then you come to sanctification, which is what? Just more of the Holy Ghost. It's a continual walk in God.
Amen.
All right, so sanctification, Matthew 12, verse 43 says, when the unclean spirit, we before we got born again were an unclean vessel.
Amen.
I don't care what you're talking about. See this, and it was here, and it was there, and it was in the mind of God. It was locked up in the mind of God because of what Adam and Eve did. It was locked up in the mind of God. It took a prophet to tell us that it was locked up in the mind of God and that you had to come down here to receive it. Because God will not dwell in an unclean vessel. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeks rest, findeth none. Then he saith, I will return to my house from whence I came out. Still got possession. A squatter. But you get the Holy Ghost, you're giving yourself to God.
Amen.
Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. You did something.
Amen.
You see the effort you had to put forth? Empty, swept, and garnished. You did that.
Amen.
You didn't do it when the unclean spirit was in you. When the unclean spirit went out, I remember when I first got saved, went to water baptism, felt so clean, felt like, man, this is, you just got to keep that flow going. But I didn't quit coming to church the first time that the wind blew the wrong direction. It's an effort. The kingdom of heaven is taken by force. You got to force your way into it. My heavens, it's not easy. You can make it hard. Or you make it easy.
Amen.
Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits, making it worse, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be in this wicked generation. Let's read 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. It said, nevertheless, the foundation of God. What? Foundation. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his.
Amen.
So we're fixing to come to the Holy Ghost. He's going to say, this is my child. I am going to take this logos, this word of God, this living word of God, and I'm going to put it inside a vessel.
Yes.
You say, oh, but that's what happens at your new birth, folks.
Amen.
Is there like an alien life went inside? Well, if you had a baby, God's the only one that could give it life. Right? All right, we'll get into that in just a little bit, maybe. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ still be in iniquity. That's not what that says. That says depart. Now, I made these fonts pretty big so you old people can see. That says depart from iniquity. Be careful what you amen. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Watch, if a man therefore what? Purge himself from these. He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. And in other words, ready for the master's use. And prepared unto every good work. Let's go to number one, questions and answers. On Genesis and Jeffersonville, look, watch. Judas Iscariot was justified by faith. He believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and he was baptized. The Bible said Jesus baptized the disciples. All right. Let's just paraphrase down through here so we can get through it. Sanctify them, Father, through the truth. Thy word is truth. And he was the word even before the atonement was made. In other words, as a preview, Father, of my shed blood, I'm going to sanctify these people. He gave them power against unclean spirits. Oh, I got power when I got the Holy Ghost. No, the Bible says, I'm going to read it to you in a few minutes, that you get power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you. This was permitted power. This was power that God was showing. I believe he was showing that what's going to happen in the end time. There's going to be false teachers. There's going to be people that you're going to see raise the dead, cast out devils, and they're going to be devils themselves. Amen. He gave them power against unclean spirits, and they went out and cast out devils. Is that right? And they healed the sick. Is that right? They came back, what? Sanctified. Rejoicing. Jumping. Shouting. Praising God. You don't think the devil don't know how to worship? The devil knows how to worship. Because he worships so close you hardly can tell the difference. And said, even the devils is subject to it. Jesus said, don't worry about that. Don't you rejoice because the devils is subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in the book of heaven. And we know that there's sections of that book. Is that right? And Judas Iscariot was with them. One of them called out, sanctified. His name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but not the eternal section. There's a part and a place that's getting written, that you get your name written in there, that it can't be taken off. If we get to it a little bit deeper, Brother Brown says your name is wrote down in a book as a believer at sanctification. Then your name is transferred from that over to the eternal section. Judas had his name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life because, you know what? He died for him. Yeah. Amen. Jesus, the Lamb, died for Judas. And he came under a religious order and he got his name written down. But then when he committed suicide, he didn't make it over to here. So his name was taken off. Judas is going to, everybody's name over here is going to have to give an account. Every name over here has got to go to the white throne judgment. But if you ever get the new birth and your name's transferred to the eternal section, everybody with me? The eternal section can't be taken off. It's written in blood. And the life is behind it. That's why, be careful. Don't stay over here. Get into the new birth. That way you'll know that you won't have to go through the tribulation. You won't have to stand before judgment. You will be able to live in that new city. Because these over here could get eternal life. But they got to go to the white throne judgment and be judged for what they did and what they didn't do. I don't want that to happen. I want to be over here under this safe side. The eternal section. He said, read Matthew 10 and see what's right. He called each of them, and Judas was every one. He was right. Oops. Brother Anderson? Ah, here we go. Brother Anderson said, don't call me up there again. He had sweaty underarms before when he left. It's not a bad place to be. He called every one of them, and Judas was right there with him. He sent them out and gave them power. Listen, he gave power to him knowing he was the devil. Knowing that he was going to betray him, he still gave him power to do what he could do. What about a loving God? How the thing was refreshed in the presence. Notice another thing. Once in the presence of God, you get quieted. You're not tossed about by everything. You know where you're standing. There's something happens. You know that you're a real Christian. You know that you've been in contact with somebody that loves you. You know that something's happened down here, I believe he was pointing. And it's refreshing, and not only that, but you'll refresh others. You've seen people that was nice people, but they just couldn't hardly stand to be around them. There's something about them. They got a creative power around them that just seems to be different. And I'd like to stop here, if possible, and tell you something. You're a little creator yourself. He said he'd give you a new spirit. This is one we were at the very end of, so let's. This is sanctification now, heading toward the new birth. He said he'd give you a new spirit. Now, that spirit isn't God's spirit. What is God's spirit? That's the Logos. That's the new birth. That's the soul of God. Every other spirit is around over here, but this is the spirit of God. So Brother Brown said, this is not the new birth. Is that okay? It's not the new birth. It's not the spirit of God in your soul. But it's your spirit. God gives you a new spirit. Then he says, I'll put my spirit in him. Now that's the new birth. But you got to go through these stages. But the thing God has to do is give you a new spirit, make your nature a little more gentle, and settle down. Or he couldn't even live with you. Because you know what? If you got the new birth, God lives with you.
Amen.
He doesn't reside with you. He resides in you. That's a paradox. How God, to the ever-living, everlasting, loving, wonderful God that never fails, he is eternal.
Amen.
He's still inside you while you're taking a nap. He's still inside you while you're growing older and going through trials and tribulations. He's right there.
Amen.
I'll give you a new spirit. Then you take him anywhere. You go all kind of places. He's got you fixed up so you can entertain him right. Wow. So that's when you're on the first altar. But when you hide away, you get his spirit. Then the Holy Spirit, none other than God himself, comes and dwells in you. That's what we're going to talk about in a minute. Then there's something about you. The neighbor loves you. The people like you. Let's read 1 Peter 1, verse 2. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit. What? Cleaning. Setting aside for service. Unto obedience. What is obedience? There you go. You start doing the right thing. Well, I quit cutting my hair. Sister, I quit drinking, the men said. That's sanctification. That's not the new birth.
That's right.
That proves nothing that God's inside of you. That just proves that he's cleaning you up.
Amen.
For the service he wants to put you in. But you can turn and go in the other direction because there's no rudder that's going to give you the right direction to go in.
Amen.
That's why the new birth is so important.
Amen.
Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. All right, let's go to the intervale. God prophesied through the prophet and said, I'll write my laws in their heart, where I put them in the tables of their heart, showing that would be the dwelling place of God in the human heart, not the human head, but the human heart. Who chose the head? Satan. Who chose the heart? God. Because that's a motivator.
Amen.
You're motivated by the spirit, not your brain.
Right.
It has to go through it. But you're motivated by that spirit inside of you. God said another place in Ezekiel, said, I will in that day take out the old fleshy, stony heart, and I'll give you a new spirit, and I'll put my spirit. Now, a lot of people, even you Pentecostal people, a lot of times get mistaken in that. You get a new spirit. That's not God's spirit. That's you. That isn't God. You get a little happy because you got a new spirit. You jump up and down. You run around the floor, maybe shout a little bit. And you think you got the Holy Ghost. That's not it. Now, how many Pentecostals you think were sitting in that building was denying what he was talking about? A bunch of them. How about you? That's a new spirit God gave you. That's you.
Amen.
Then after he give you your spirit, then he said, I'll put my spirit. That's what's the matter with this missed meal cramps you get today. That's right. That's the reason you can't get. Look, that's the reason you can't get nowhere with God. We're trying to get somewhere. We're just not trying to stay on the foundation. We're trying to get somewhere. We're gonna get the plant up out of the ground. Get it producing something. Notice you put a new spirit. God has to give you a new spirit, or you couldn't even get along with him. You can't get along with yourself. That old devil spirit you had in you. Preach it, Brother Branham. So he's got to put a new spirit in you so he can get along with his spirit. Amen? I will put a new spirit in them, and I will put my spirit in them, he said, after he's give you a new spirit. So there is a definite walking up a set of steps, justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's your new spirit, so you can get along with the Holy Spirit, if he ever gives it to you. Amen? Because you and your condition never get along. You can't get along with your wife. You can't get along with your husband. Now look, getting a new birth is not going to make you not have fights and fusses with your wife and your kids. But sure will make it at the end to where you put your arms around each other and say, I'm sorry. God forgive me for what I said or done or the way I felt, for better or for worse. You can't get along with your husband. You can't get along with your neighbor. How are you ever going to get along with God? Wow. So he has to give you a new spirit before you can even get along with him. So he puts a new spirit in you. That's what we're fixing to talk about. Then he puts his spirit in you, gives you a new spirit, a new outlook, a new faith. Then he puts his Holy Spirit in you. All right, so let's talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let's go to 1 Peter 1, verse 22. Everybody all right? Seeing you have purified your soul. How you purify your soul? Obeying the truth. One more time. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit with unfeigned agape love, not filial love, of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart just every once in a while. Fervently. On fire. Verse 23, being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. There's where the seed is. There's where the seed is. We were born of corruptible seed. But to be born again is of an incorruptible seed, by the word of God, not by an act between a mama and a daddy. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is a flower of grass. Why did he jump to the outside? He's talking about being born again in your soul. Now he's jumped to the outside to tell you it's not going to be on the outside guy. Amen. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is a flower of grass. The grass withereth. We get old. Yes. And the flower falleth away. We've had to put some in the grave. But the word of God endureth forever. Yes. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ephesians 1 verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, who is the head, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also ye have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, and whom you also trusted after. Amen. After that you heard the word of truth. Amen. If you hear the word of truth, it's going to take you through justification. It's going to take you through sanctification. It's going to take you through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. It's all the same work. Amen. All the same work. Amen. In whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest. Now watch, look, this is the earnest. This is the earnest of your inheritance. This is the earnest of your inheritance. Earnest of your inheritance. Look, down payment, you make it. You have come through justification, sanctification. You give your life to God, and listen, you want to die. Because to get an inheritance, somebody's got to die. Amen. Which is the earnest of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. What? Body, spirit, and soul. Unto the praise of his glory. John 14, verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father. He's prayed for us. God prayed for us. Amen. Amen. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the spirit of sometime truth. That's not what he says. The spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him not, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you without a rudder. I'm going to come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. But you'll see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day, the prophet said, what? This day. You shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. Amen. No separation. Amen. Satan wants to separate it. God's wanting to bring it all back together. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1 says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Now, this is him speaking. He's speaking to us here in Corinthians. He's speaking to the Corinthians who are babies. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but carnal. In other words, he had to start out carnal. Just like I had to start out carnal. We all had to start out carnal. We had to be justified. We had to be sanctified. But when we come to the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the new birth, that's when God puts his soul inside of you. Amen. Burns that old you out. Kills that old part of your nature, not your soul. It's the nature attached to it. Because what's going to happen once he kills that and it goes away, he's going to balkanize his soul. Soul to soul. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but carnal, even as unto babes. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. Paul was a little bit frustrated with these Corinthians. They were not very mature. But you know what? They made it. They made it. All right? They made it. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife, division, are you not carnal and walk as men? 1 Peter 2, verse 1 says, wherefore laying aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisies, envies, evil speakings, as newborn babes. Listen, you say, oh, no, I need to lay that aside when I get in the virtues. Peter says, as newborn babes, you need to get rid of this stuff. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, guile, hypocrisies, envies, evil speaking, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word, that what? That you may grow thereby. If so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Taste and see that the Lord is good. John 14, verse 25 said, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. What's the Holy Ghost sent to do? Teach you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now that word there, Comforter, is parakletos, which is an advocate, one who pleads another's cause. Before a judge, thank God we don't have to do it. He does it for us. A counsel for the defense, a legal assistant, an advocate, one who pleads another's cause with one, an intercessor. Thank God. Show of Christ in his exaltation at God's right hand, pleading with God the Father for the pardon of our sins. Look at this. In the widest sense, a helper, succor, aider, assistant. So of the Holy Spirit, destined to take the place of Christ, with the apostles, you hear what he's talking about. Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter. He was the comforter at that time. I'm going to send you another comforter. There's not two Holy Ghosts. Okay, there's only one Holy Ghost. But he was the comforter there, but he knew he had to go away because he couldn't, in his humanity, as the Son of Man, he could not enter into those disciples. Everybody with me? He couldn't enter into those disciples because that would be their body. And he was the body. Everybody with me? All right? Because he kept talking about having a bride, having a body, having somebody to do his will, having somebody to, like I said here, to lead them, to guide them. and he couldn't do it. What about God? For 33 years, walked the earth, never saved one person. He had to wait till he got on the cross to even have one make it. And he went to paradise.
Yes.
Because it was a promise that the kingdom was coming. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's not the kingdom of God was here in his day. Now we can say the kingdom of heaven is here. Because what is the kingdom of heaven? It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Look, to take the place of Christ with the apostles after his ascension to the Father, to lead them to a deeper knowledge of the gospel truth and give them divine strength needed to enable them to undergo trials and persecutions on behalf of the divine kingdom. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3 says, "Wherefore I give you understanding that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost." Amen. You're only saying words. You're only saying words.
Amen.
Ask a drunk. You believe Jesus was God? Yeah, I do. Can you tell me about him? Well, no. Why? Never had an experience. All right, 2 Peter 1, verse 1. I'm going to make y'all stand up in a minute. Why do you even... Never mind. If you're going to sleep at home. I know we get weary and tired, but you don't even fight it. Some of y'all, if you had a trundle bed, you just lean over in it and go to sleep. Some of your parents sit there and let your kids go to sleep. Do you not care for their soul? You care for your kid's soul? Then wake them up. Be a parent. Don't be a friend. That's what the problem is now. We got too many parents being friends. My mom and daddy was not my friend when I was growing up. How many of us can say amen? Amen. Well, why in the world are we being friends to our kids? Stop it. Be parents. They'll love you more for it. Okay, just keep amen until I find out where I'm at. 2 Peter 1, verse 1. I kind of got off on an Aaron trail over there. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Look, to them that have obtained like precious faith. This is what the new birth is to me. Peter is telling us that we have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God, of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power. His divine power. His divine dunamis. His divine nature. Has given unto us all things that pertain unto what? How to raise our kids. And how to be godly. So it pertains to life. Listen, I'm going to say it. The new birth is not just given to you to come to church and be like, I'm among angels. It's given to you to be able to walk through Walmart and say, I'm among devils. But thank God, I got victory. That's why it's going to be so nice when we get in that city. It's just going to be all believers. You ain't got to worry about walking through cigarette smoke. I hate that. I can't stand a restaurant that when they say you can't smoke inside, here I'm on an Aaron trail again, and they got that little devil tower sitting there with that little hole in it that says put your cigarette butts here, and it's right at the door. So what are you doing? You're sucking cigarette smoke as you go in. You're sucking it as you go out. They might as well let them smoke. Get them a smoking area. You remember when they had them in the restaurants? Smoking or non-smoking? Smoking or non-smoking? Yeah, well, non-smoking's outside now, and you got to still walk through it. So anyway, but see, that's man. That's man's intelligence. God's intelligence, we just don't smoke. We don't need one. We don't need that. Because it's a divine power coming from a divine God, coming from a divine nature. Not your nature. It's not your nature to serve God in the way you're serving him now. But now that you have had a nature change, now It's comfortable to serve God the way you serve God. It's comfortable to do the things that we do. It's comfortable, like I said, to come to church. Listen, when I was not coming to church in the times I did, the few times Mama shamed me enough that I'd come, Christmas and Easter, I was part of that C&E crowd. I did not feel comfortable in here. I'm sorry. I didn't feel comfortable. Why? I had a different spirit. I didn't have the Spirit of God inside of me to draw me into this place to be with you guys. Right? Old Brother Tom, every time I'd see Brother Tom, he'd say, well, you better hurry up, son. We ain't going without you. So now I'm going to say same with you guys. I'm not going without you. We're all going in this thing together. But you know what? But that stuck with me. Somebody with the Holy Ghost was telling me something. According as his divine power has given unto us all things. What? A gift. Acts 2:38. Baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what? You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. All right? It's a gift to you. As divine power has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. What? Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That by these. What? You got a promise. Of the new birth. You got a promise that you're going to be in the bride of Jesus Christ. You got a promise of healing. You got a promise of eternal life. You got a promise of making it. That you might be partakers of the divine nature. There's only one nature I want. Not the nature of my parents. Not the nature of my friends. Not the nature of my neighbor. I want the nature of God. Amen. That's what I want. Because look, having escaped. Listen, if you were in jail, don't you want to escape? Oh, no, I just think I'll stay here for a while. No, you ain't going to stay here for a while. You want out of that place, filthy dungeon. So you've escaped that corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, give all diligence, add. You say, man, you've been talking for 4 hours almost now, this morning and today, about getting born again. And now we got what? Add? Yep. Yeah, that's the growing part. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and growing up. Hallelujah. Let me read a couple of these. Now, they're not on here. I just picked them up in there. But I thought they were really, really neat. Listen to this. This is from Blasphemous Names. It says, now you say, Brother Branham, should we speak with tongues? Absolutely. That's gifts of God. But those gifts of God without these virtues in them make a stumbling block to the unbeliever. It's not accepted by God. This has to be first. And when he says this, he's on Blasphemous Names, and he's talking about the chart he drew. Because remember, Blasphemous Names was preached a week after Statue of Perfect Man. He's still actually on Blasphemous Names. He only preaches a little small amount of it. He goes back and reviews the Statue of Perfect Man. If you'll read that, you'll see that. But he says this has to be first. What? The foundation. Amen. This has to be first. And when you have faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, then the Holy Ghost comes down and seals you as a unit. The same as he seals the church ages as a unit. The way he makes his bride is the way he makes his individual, made out of the same material like who? Adam and Eve. Eve was made from Adam, a rib. Here is the thing that you have to have first. He says here, it's italicized, so I know he was pointing to something. Here is the thing you have to have first. You can't impersonate these virtues. You can't imitate them. They've got to be God sent and God born. Imitation only causes confusion. Could you imagine seeing a buzzard sitting with a dove feather stuck in his wing? See, I'm a dove. He's not a dove. He's a buzzard. Could you imagine a blackbird with peacock feathers in his wing? Say, see, that's something that he's stuck in. But it has to come from the inside out. And it produces Christianity. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, produces Christianity. Everybody with me? Let me read one more. Oh, I want to read this one that I was talking about this morning. Brother Brown said, you must be born again, 1961. He said, I remember the first sermon that I preached. I got up there and I thought I did real good. All the old ladies sat around and they cried a little bit, you know, and said, oh, what a wonderful boy. The old pastor, Dr. Davis, was an old lawyer. I went down and said, I want to see you down at my house. He said, come see me. And I said, all right. I walked in the next day, you know, all swelled up. I said, how'd I do, Dr. Davis? He said, the rottenest I've ever heard. He's talking to a prophet. A born-again one at that time. A born-again prophet. Worst I ever heard. I said, Brother Davis, everybody was crying. He said, Brother Branham, he said, they cry at funerals. They cry at births, everything else. He said, what it is, Billy, you never quoted one bit of God's word. You talked about some mother that had done gone on or something like that, and you got everybody crying. So you're not born again upon things of sensations of this earth. You're born again by the word. Hallelujah. Oh, he cut the wind right out of me. I'm glad he did. Amen. How many of y'all could have stood that? I'm glad he did. See, not jumping up and down hollering, that isn't it. It's the word that makes alive. The word's quickened, not experiences, the word. Now he continues on because Dr. Davis was a lawyer. Listen to this. He said, I remember the first case I tried, Billy. He said, I beat on a rail and I said, look at this poor woman. He said, look how she looks and her husband mistreated her. And see, I cried a little bit and picked up my handkerchief and acted like the rest of the lawyers. I thought I'd go through with the same emotion. He said, Judge, Your Honor, why don't you give her a divorce? Look here. She says her husband beat her back across the back. He couldn't even see it under her underneath clothes. They beat her across the back. So why don't you give her? The old judge just sat there looking. Directly the old attorney sitting across the room, he was all growed up. He said, Judge, Your Honor, how much more of this nonsense is this court going to stand? Just a lot of carrying on. That's the way too many people do. Too much carrying on. Brother Brown was a prophet. Everybody still believe that? I'm reading his word. All right. Just a lot of carrying on. That's the way too many people do. Too much carrying on without enough word behind it to back it up. No, that don't make him all right to me. No, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me back up. Grow up, he said. Oh, he danced in the spirit last night, Brother Brown. He's all right. No, that don't make him all right to me. No, sir, got to grow up, be proved, tested, growing up to him, and seasoned. Let's release this one. Baum and Gilead, 1959. When the new birth comes in, it cannot come in until there's a death first. And people don't want to die. They don't want the simple leading of the Holy Spirit. They want to take their own thinking of it. You can't think your own thoughts. You got to think his thoughts. Let the mind that was in Christ be in you. Amen. He thinks God's thoughts, brings God's blessings, God's power to you. And it'll make a mess out of you as far as the world is concerned. But it'll bring new life. It'll bring resurrection life. It'll bring new thoughts. It'll bring a new person. It'll bring a new faith. It'll bring you from death unto life. He continues on down in the next paragraph. Stay there long enough. Come up and find out there's any harm in it. Talking about no harm in crying and all that. Let the new life take a hold. See what the old life. You'll rot to these things. Them cigarettes and tobacco and all that stuff will roll right off of you. He says, look, you just don't stay long enough. Wow. You just don't stay long enough. I'll pick that back up. You just don't stay long enough. Stay there until you're thoroughly dead. You know, I having several root canals, and it looks like I'm fixing to have another one. You know, when she gets up in there and she starts twisting that thing around and that nerve is going, and you're going, but you know what? All of a sudden, when she gets every bit of that nerve, it just calms everything down. But if there's one piece of that nerve left in your tooth, if there's one piece of cancer or anything left in your body, guess what? That's where it's going to start because it didn't all die. It didn't all come out. There's something stayed in there. There's something you don't want to get rid of. There's something, do I have to do this? Well, if you start asking questions. He said, then after you're dead, stay there till you rot. After you're dead, stay there till you rot. There's no chance of a rejuvenation again. That's an awful word, but it's the truth. You don't want to get Webster's Dictionary to hunt that up, but it's just plain old sassafras preaching. But it'll save you, brother. I'm telling you, it did it for me, and I know that it'll do it for anyone that accepts on that basis and hold on to God and say, I believe it. Stay there. There'll be something happen in your life. A change will come over you. Yes. When does your change start? Oh, up there at the top of the... No, your change started at the new birth. Right. It changed your soul. Didn't X change your soul? It changed your soul. Give you new what? Give you new view, new attitude. There'll be something happen in your life. A change will come over you that everybody that knows you will know something happened to you.
Amen.
Wow. You won't have to tell them. They'll see it.
Amen.
Your wife will see it. Your children will see it. Your neighbors will see it. Here's a tough one. Your boss will see it. Everybody will see it in you because you'll be sealed, marked. You don't live after your own lust anymore. You're dead. You're buried. You're a new creature in Christ. Wow. Listen to this. Same message. You must be born again. I'm looking for a little lady right now that come up to me not long ago with a vision or a dream she had, and I got the interpretation. Still, it's kind of hard to go tell that Pentecostal preacher's wife that she didn't have the Holy Ghost. But she didn't. So he said, but she didn't. But then she received it. See, yeah, it's different. Yeah, it ain't speaking in tongues. It ain't dancing in the spirit. There's none of those things you can lay it on. It's a death and a birth. It's a death and a birth. A changed nature. A changed disposition. The old things are dead. New things are new. The world is dead. And God's new. God is your life, and the world is dead to you. Now you get it? All right. So what is a new birth? We all know, it's, we say it's the birth of the Word, it's the birth of this. It's the birth of the Word to you, yes. Personally, Jesus Christ coming personally to you. You don't get a new birth collectively. Because we all come different. But every birth's the same, but they're in different places, different ways. And you understand what I mean. But it's still water, blood, and life. Same way with me and you. So let's listen. Right now, let's all just... Am I born again? Do I have the new birth? Is there something new? Not just a new thought now, that's sanctification. Everybody with me? That's a new thought, a new idea. That's coming to church. But when you get the new birth, you should be fervently wanting to do the things of God. Fervently wanting to come to church. And because these virtues are what? These virtues are in that new birth, but you got to start letting them work out. That's why Brother Brown said teaching places you in the body. Yeah. Teaching brings those little things out that's all in your new birth and says, look, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. This is the virtue that you got to do. This is the way you got to act in virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience. So let's do this real quick. The virtues. We're going to start on the virtues now. We're not going to start today. Because remember, faith is not an ad. The Bible says, add to your faith. Right? Add to your faith. So it's a possession. I've got faith. I've got the new birth. So to my new birth, I'm going to add. Everybody with me? All right? You've heard Brother Dale say that 100 times. But see, that puts you then in what? In a dispensation of the Son of God. That's what we went back all way back when we first started. There's a dispensation of the Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. Everybody with me? Son of Man on the earth 2,000 years ago. Son of God through the 7 church ages, displaying these virtues. All right? Not coming to full adoption, but being able to speak the word, and it happened. Paul, Peter, and different ones. Everybody with me? All right? Excuse me. But then you got this last one right in between here. It took a prophet to tell us about this dispensation right here.
Right.
There was a dispensation of the Son of Man. He was on the earth walking. That man was walking on earth right here by himself, right? Virtues were inside of him. He was trying to preach the 3.5 years to the disciples and to the world. Nobody got it. But when the Holy Ghost come, he sent the Comforter to bring these virtues, and then they started up, growing up in God. Everybody with me? In the Son of God dispensation, which is what? Spirit God. God in new birth form. God in spirit form. The Logos now come out of Jesus Christ. Hello, somebody. The Logos come out of Jesus Christ, and on the day of Pentecost, boom, 120. Little Logoses settled on each one. And for 2,000 years, that's exactly what happened, even when you got born again. Whether you believe it or not, you got a part of God. You didn't get a second person. You got a part of God. You got a part of that Logos, that eternal life. Because you know what? At that point, you can't say, let there be. But you have let there be inside of you. But now when we get on up to here, what? I say unto you. I say unto you. It's not thus saith the Lord. But let's don't get that far. We got to be able to get the airplane off the runway. Right, Brother Ryan? How many hours do you have to take before you flew by yourself? 12 flying hours. 12 flying hours. See there, he didn't just jump in an airplane and say, let's go. How many of you wouldn't have went with him? That's what I thought. But now when I get on the plane tomorrow night, Delta has I hope that guy's trained. He's got a trained pilot, two of them actually. And they're going to fly me to Cleveland, Ohio in about 1 hour and 10 minutes where it takes 12 hours to drive. And I'm going to be there. And you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. I can't drive the thing for him. I can't even help him out. You know what I can do? I keep my mouth shut. And don't cause no trouble. Joyce, I know that's horrible to think about me keeping my mouth shut, but I do on an airplane. I don't want to get on that no-fly list. And now we don't have to wear a mask anymore on a flight. Praise the Lord for that. So we don't have to worry about disgruntled people getting thrown off an airplane. You know what? I'd throw them off before we landed. I need some virtue. Sorry. People that cause trouble at 30,000 feet. I can't believe that. You know, they said it costs thousands of dollars to land a plane just to get that idiot off of the airplane that won't put his mask on. You see what? You see what the insanity is in the world? Now, see what if I'd have heard a report and said, well, you know, Brother so-and-so that goes to so-and-so's spoken word church right out there in front of everybody, all over every little gram there is, Instagram and all them other grams, goes to spoken word church and he got thrown off an airplane because he wouldn't put his mask on. I'd send back and I'd say, he might go to our church, but he ain't born again. The virtues. So now we're in the Son of God dispensation. When you got born again by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you started a journey. You started a journey with that Holy Ghost inside of you. The old nature that you had. The old nature, I was thinking about this morning. Let me get this real quick and then we'll close. We'll start right here later on. When you come, why does God not record you until you reach the age of accountability? You ever thought about that? God doesn't record your sin because all babies go to heaven. Brother Brown said, up to the age of accountability, you're not held accountable. That's why they call it the age of accountability. Everybody with me? Amen. All right. So let's say a five-year-old kid. 2 5-year-old boy and a girl, you take, put them in a bathtub and you give them a bath. You didn't think a thing about it. You just let them play and everything's fine. About 5 years after that, don't put them in there. You're working on some problems. Same two people, but they grew up. Their carnal mind, though, the wheels began to turn. And they started making decisions off of their carnality of their mind because at that point, then, God says, okay, there's a right and there's a wrong. Before that, He can't hold them accountable because they have come up to an age and they're just like, I'm just playing in the water. I don't care what that girl's over there in the bathtub with me. But 10 years later, you don't do that anymore. Why? Because their mind has developed. Worldly mind. We all got it, folks. Sorry. That's why you need to teach your kids early about things. Not my kid. Oh, please. Please. Somebody asked, said the other day, said, how do they find time to do that? I said, how do you find time to do that? I'm not talking about just that. I'm talking about anything. How many of us snuck around and did stuff our parents didn't tell us to do? Would everybody raise their hand? Amy, you did too. There's your daddy standing right beside. I know that, but reach your hand up. Jeffrey? And Brother Joe's going, how'd you have time to do that? We made time. Oh, yeah, she's there. Yeah, we made time. So don't you worry that your sweet little girl that's got, or boy that's got the halo held up by horns, they find time to do things. Sorry, kids, I had to. Okay, don't do that. She's snarling at me up here. But remember, he teaches us about life and godliness. So we come to an age of accountability, and then God what? He starts accounting your sins. Because you've come to a knowledge of the truth. Knowledge of good and evil. In other words, that's what we're living off that tree right now. You understand that? We were born off of that tree. I wish we were born off the tree of life, but the tree of life is the new birth. Everybody okay with that? The tree of life is a new birth. You didn't grow up with the tree of life inside of you. You grew up with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It was a tree, but it was a knowledge of good and evil. And until you get the tree of life inside of you, you're going to still be hanging on this tree over here. So God gives you a choice. Girls, ladies, boys, when you get about 10, 11 years old, things start changing. So you be careful. You be careful. And parents, until they get the Holy Ghost, what did Brother Bram say? You're their Holy Ghost. You are their Holy Ghost until they get the Holy Ghost. And you got to still, like I said, be parents. Sure, the Holy Ghost is a timid individual, but he does bring the hammer down every once in a while when we get out of line. But these virtues that we're going to talk about, it'll be under the dispensation of the Son of God. Now, the seven church ages, is they have a lot of the same characteristics of the virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, and godliness. And the early church had these virtues. Oh, hold on a minute, Brother White. No, Peter is the one that told us about these virtues. Amen. He had them or he couldn't tell us about them. But they were down here in this earth, the first three ages. Then what happened was denominations came along. You had Nicaea. You had the Catholic Church brought their own ideas and said, oh, it's okay, we can do this. What did it do? It diluted the power of the Word of God in the people. Yeah. You can't dilute the power of God, but you can dilute the power of God in the people. Because the people is where it lies that you got to have two. You got to plug in. Everybody with me? And there was a bride body being created in the church ages. Everybody with me? As the word was brought forth, guess what? Paul, I got to get them justified. I got to get them sanctified. I got to get them filled with the Holy Ghost. Paul in Corinthians, he called out whoremongers and liars and false accusers, and he just big old long list, and he said, such were some of you. But you're washed. What? You're sanctified. You've been brought up to another level to where all that's not accounted to you anymore. All right. Let's read this real quick. And then we'll stop. The Unveiling of God, 1964. Brother Brown says, but God is still there to make just the same. Notice, what does it do? Finally returns back to the original seed again. When he comes in the form of Martin Luther, when he comes in the form of John Wesley, when he comes in the form of the Pentecostals, he is supposed to reveal himself again like the same seed that went. Who was the seed that went in the ground? The Son of Man. Right. The Son of God didn't go on the ground. The Son of God is the spirit of the what was inside the Son of Man. The Son of Man has withdrew himself into another dimension, God, in flesh, but he sent the Holy Ghost, which is not another person. It's just him in another form. Everybody with me? Him in another form to go inside of me and you and to make us walk right, to make us talk right. I read you that quote where Brother Brown said, some ages just got enough to be Christians. These people in the fourth church age, bless their heart. If they said, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God saved them, but they got killed. Physically, they didn't last very long. 68 million people were martyred because they were Christians. Now look, he revealed himself again like the same seed went in, the Son of Man. He revealed himself as Son of God through the stock age and so forth. Now he's in the church ages. But in this last age, he's to reveal himself as Son of Man again. So now that's where? Right here. Bow with me. Bring that big chart up again if you don't mind, brothers. The one you had up a minute ago, the full chart. And what does that stalk grow? It's growing all the time. It's growing all the time. So the Son of God dispensation, we have to go through that. Even in Laodicea, there had to come up, that we had to come up to the what? The stalk, tassel. But Pentecost was the shuck. Pentecost was the shuck. This is really the shuck. It's not the seed. The seed's inside that. What was the seed? The seed was the one that got put in the ground. Jesus Christ. The Son of Man got put in the ground. Listen to this. It's growing all the time. That little stalk grows. Still, it's not the original grain. Neither was Lucifer's message. Now, that doesn't mean they were lost, folks. They're going to be bride in the city, born again, bride of Jesus Christ. Is everybody with me on that? God's got a bride in every church age. Neither was Luther's. And they had to get born again just like you did. But the word they had was just enough to get them saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and do all they knew to do. Luther. See now, Luther, we say, well, the character of Luther, if we were to watch him from over here, and we see Luther, he's walking into Joe's Pooh Hall. And he sits down at the bar and he says, give me a Miller Lite. I'm not kidding. And he pulls out and he goes. Let's talk about the Lord. Now, what would you and I say now in knowing what we know now? He ain't even saved. That guy needs the Holy Ghost. But because it was the two shoots, because it was just beginning to grow back, God allowed that to happen, and that boy, that man was born again. But now, not now. Don't try that now and say, well, I'm just like Luther. Yeah. You might be like the Lutherans, but you won't be like Luther. If you'll preach the just shall live by faith just like he did, you're okay. But you can't do it and do what you're doing now. Got it? So that's us moving. That's what? That's the intelligence of God. Using the intelligence of man, the intelligence of God is moving. It's still not like the original grain. Neither was Luther's message. No, along came the others. Finney, Sankey, Knox, Calvin, on down. None of them. They were still the message, but what it was, they didn't get the complete revelation of it because it wasn't time. Now is time. We can't say we don't have it. We got it. And it's open. You can't put the ear of the corn before it's time to come. See, and then finally there comes back again the original seed that went into the ground. He's talking about the Son of Man coming back again like the Son of Man was down here before the church ages started. Everybody with me? All right, let's read this. Proving his word, Los Angeles. As I said the other night, he came in three names, the name of the Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. When he was on earth here the first time, he was the Son of Man. He could not be the Son of God. You say, well, God can do anything he wants to do. He cannot go past his word. Can't go past his word. So he was the Son of Man. He could not be the Son of God then. He never claimed to be. Wow. He said he was the Son of Man. When anybody would question that, he'd say, you see the Son of Man, the Son of Man. Now, Son of Man is a prophet. He had to come that way because of the scripture. He cannot come. Now, what is a prophet? God in human flesh talking to the people. He cannot come contrary to the scripture. That's why today that our message of this hour cannot come through theologians and theology. It's got to come back to the same thing it promised to do. It must be that way. So we find that in this man, he had to be a prophet. Not a son of God there. Dispensation. He had to be the Son of Man. Jehovah himself called the prophets Jeremiah, Son of Man. When you see the Son of Man, who is the Son of Man? They kept asking. Then he served his office as Son of Man. Then he served his office now as the Son of God. God is a spirit. And when now he served through the church ages as the Son of God. Everybody with me, say amen. But we're heading toward now the promise. That's why I left that off. We're heading toward the promise of a Son of Man ministry. We saw in a little man called William Branham just for a moment, but he said, what you've seen in part, he said, you're fixing to see in his fullness, because he operated under that gift. But that gift is not just for him only. I'm talking about the Son of Man gift. Now, the prophetic gift and the healing, that was his. None other like it. Nobody else will have one like it. But the prophetic gift of the Son of Man being back on earth again is mine and yours. It's for me and you to take. It's for me and you to have. It's for me and you to possess. Because we got to come to this perfection. I'm going to scroll down. We done went through that this morning. We got to come to the stature of the fullness of Christ. Be not children in understanding. Let me read this last. I read it the other day. I'm going to read it again. Then musicians come. You'll recall that I mentioned at the beginning of this message that this book we are studying is the actual revelation of Jesus himself in the church and his work in the what? Future ages. Then I mentioned that it takes the Holy Spirit. Here we go. God takes the Holy Ghost. Yes. Takes the new birth.
Yes.
To give us revelation, or we will fail to get it. Bringing these two thoughts together, you will see that it won't take just ordinary study.
Right.
And thinking. We got to have the virtues.
Right.
To make this book real.
Yes.
It's going to take the operation of the Holy Ghost. That means this book can't be revealed to anyone but a special class of people. I'm not paraphrasing. You're reading it as I'm reading it. It will take one with prophetic insight. It will require the ability to hear from God. It will require supernatural instruction, not just instruction. Supernatural instruction. Not just a student comparing verse with verse, though that is good. But a mystery requires the teaching of the Spirit, or it never becomes clear. And then Brother Ram tells us, in is this end of the time, sir? He said it's a supernatural element. The supernatural element is what? Knowing we got to have these virtues in our life. And then knowing that the Son of Man must come after that and cap this whole thing off in a bride, a many-membered body bride. Me and you. The fullness of the Godhead bodily. The Son of Man. All these different things. We're going to come to it, and we're going to talk about now the second stage of justification. You know, I was looking the other day. I was watching online. You go check out some of these brothers. Go ahead. I dare you. We try to keep it within an hour and a half. You look at their time on the bottom of a YouTube. 3.5, 4 hours. We fall asleep after 15 minutes. But we got to come to a second stage of justification, and that justification is what? It's a little bit different than the first one. Let's stand to our feet. Musicians, come. The second stage of justification is not just chopping off your past sins and you still got that sin. No, but it's a dying daily of the things that you know better to do, and you do them anyway because we're human beings and we're not born again in our spirit realm. We're born again in our soul. Our memory, reason, conscience, affection, imagination is what is preventing us from getting anything from God. Everybody with me? So the second stage of justification is not just, Lord, it's all in a sea of forgetfulness. No, you have to ask every day, God, forgive me. But not, God, forgive me of smoking, drinking, cussing. No. Right. Remember, that's supposed to be D-E-A-D, dead. Yeah. You can't go out there out in the graveyard and accuse that man of stealing something yesterday. Right. He's dead. Yeah. He can't steal. His life is over. Same way with me and you. When are we going to start killing these things that's inside of us? When are we going to start exercising? Not this kind. Because that's what's killing us, folks. Our memory, reason, conscience, affection, imagination. Not our new birth. If you're born again today, you're just as eternal as God is. You're just going to have a rough time at it. And you go up the statue of perfect man like we're fixing to go up through there, you're still going to have a rough time, but you're going to be able to handle it. You'll be able to not have to be on antidepressants and all this other stuff that this world is depressing. Oh, yeah. Folks, this world is a depressing world. It without God, how do we make it? We can't make it without God. There's no way we can make it. But the second stage of justification, second stage of sanctification. Paul said, I die daily. There's a sanctification that comes that the blood is still what? It's making you clean. Cleaning up that memory, reason, conscience, affection, imagination. It's letting that inside man work its way out. Let's sing a song if you have a need. God bless you. We love you. Hope we said something that you...
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by this world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have a Lord my side.
Sing it to him.
Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free.
Oh, Jesus,
greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife.
Oh,
he is a true one, he is a just one, he hath the words of life.
Sing it to him.
Oh, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad. To follow the Savior, faithful and true each day.
Oh,
heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is the living way.
Oh,
I will hasten to him, hasten so glad.
Building if you don't have it.
Friends may oppose me.
If God's calling you, you need to answer.
Me. Still I will enter in.
Take it to him.
Oh, I will hasten to him. Hasten so glad and free.
the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. Oh, yes, I will hasten to him.
God bless you. See you Wednesday night for the Bible preaching. I'll be in Ohio. So just keep us in your prayer.
Great is high.
And be praying for the youth service Saturday. Give us this to you.
Hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus,
God bless you, brother. Love you too, buddy. Thank you.
I will come to thee.
Love you, buddy. Appreciate you, man. Okay.